8:24 on the morning roundup. It is time for our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com. Well, I take my breath here. Carrie Becker from New Hampton Public Library. Carrie, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Rob. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here, too.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah, that's my job. That comes with the territory. You got to speak as much times in one breath. Woo. All right. So let's talk about what's happening with New Hampton Public Library. You know, we're entering the end of August into the month of September. I assume there's going to be a couple things coming up down the pipe.
Absolutely. We have a kind of a quiet week this week, but then in September, we pick up with all of our programs again. For adults in September, book discussion is back. So we'll meet on September 17th at 9:30. We're having two titles this time. So if you want to read with us, come in, grab the books, and get going.
Question for you on those book discussions. Yeah. How many of the crowd actually read the book?
I'm telling you, 100%. Sometimes they don't get to the end because they really hated it or they got busy. But generally, it's almost 100%.
Well, I could say from my better half's perspective there, depending on the kind of book and the content, sometimes it's the first part that really is the one that kind of get over the hill here. Yeah. And then other times it's that opposite there. And they're like, you know what? I got to put this away. I got to read something else or take my mind off something else. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So I get it. Totally. Absolutely. So time for that again, the book discussion.
September 17th at 9:30. We always meet the third Tuesday. And then that same day, we're going to make button bouquets at night. And that's kind of open to any age. And it's a drop-in program. You don't have to register. Just come out at 5 o'clock.
What are button bouquets?
We're going to make a flower bouquet, but we'll use buttons as the flowers. And we use a salt or pepper shaker as the vase. Mm-hmm. And so with floral wire and buttons and tape, we make it beautiful. And it's a cute little thing to set on your desk or give to a friend.
A little DIY project for everybody.
It is, yes. Just a fun craft. And I mean, honestly, anybody 6 or 7 and up can do it. So come stop in. Yeah.
All right. Carrie Becker joining us here from New Hampton Public Library. Remind us your hours. I know probably adjusted for the holiday schedule this weekend.
Yes, we will be closed Monday, but we'll be open all the other days. We are 9 to 7. Typically, it's Monday through Thursday. This will be Tuesday through Thursday. And then Friday, we close at 5, and Saturday is 9 to 1.
Okay. What other programs we got coming up here as we're getting into next month?
Stuff. Yes, the children's programming ramps back up in September. Miss Val, who's our children's librarian, will be out for that month. So the story times are going to look a little different. Each week, we'll have a theme, and there'll be books you can check out, read there, take home, whatever works for you, and activities that go with the theme.
So school, probably football, maybe?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. We're doing shapes. Teddy bears, the color red, and I can't remember the fourth one.
But it's kind of like you kind of drew them right from a hat. Just kind of cherry pick which ones that sound the most appropriate.
Yes. It's preschool themed, you know.
There you go.
It's for little guys. Things that go, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Excellent. So stop in and we'll have lots of things for you to touch and do. And that's going to be open 9 to noon. Every Wednesday, 9 to noon. Come in. Then we'll have another passive program called M&M Mosaics. And you're going to build a picture, a mosaic, an art piece on a graham cracker, and then take a picture of it and devour it.
Ooh,
so it
with
be very
M&Ms.
Fun.
I now, limiting to the amount of colors you use for M&Ms, that's going to be rather interesting.
We'll have a few other hard candies to help out. But yes.
Okay, a little cheating doesn't hurt.
Right. We're calling it M&M Mosaic, but there may be some Red Hots or Mike and Ikes in the mix. And then you'll just use frosting to glue it down. That's your mortar, your frosting. And then you can eat it all. That is September 9, 10, and 11. And that'll be open 9 to 7. So come in after school. Come in after dinner. We'll be there.
Very good. Carrie Becker, once again, joining us from New Hampton Public Library. Further information on what we discussed there, general questions, information, or maybe you want to get yourself signed up and get a library card. How can we get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. You can get a library card online now. That's at our website, nhpl.weebly.com. Of course, we have our Facebook page. That's always out there. And we're starting something new in September, which is our newsletter. We're going to do a newsletter via email. So if that appeals to you and you want something to come right to your inbox, give the library a call, 394-2184. And we'll go ahead and sign you up for that. And then you'll get just the synopsis in your inbox.
Yep, yep, yep. We're already signed up, so we're ready to go when you guys send out that newsletter.
I'll
so
get it to you.
That's good. That's good. Well, Carrie, thanks a lot for joining us here on the Morning Roundup. We look forward to the month of September.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Good stuff. Thanks, Rob.
You bet. You bet. Carrie Becker on the Morning Roundup from New Hampton Public Library on the Morning Roundup, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, 95.1 The Bull. Pledge of Allegiance coming up.